Hi everyone, my name is Dr. Ksenia Gershberg and I'm a prenatal and pediatric chiropractor in Pleasant Hill, California. So excited to be here today with you. I am founder of Millennial Mommy and Millennial Parenthood on Facebook, which provides the ultimate resources to parents just like you. Thank you for joining in. Today we're talking about sleep, a very important subject, and we are on day 4 of Empowered Postpartum. And make sure to check back in tomorrow for day 5 because I have plenty of surprises for all of you. Okay, so let's talk about sleep in 8 simple steps. Number 1, limit exposure to blue light an hour before you go to sleep, which is very important. And you know, with modern day technology and we have the TV and we have the phones by our bed and we're charging them and then, you know, we're tempted to look at them before sleep thinking it's going to help us calm down and go to sleep faster. But a lot of the times it inhibits our sleep cycle. And this is why. It's all in the pineal gland. The pineal gland produces melatonin, a serotonin-derived hormone which modulates sleep patterns in both circadian and seasonal cycles. Circadian rhythm determines your sleep-wake cycle over a 24-hour period. It also helps regulate your reproductive hormones. Ding, ding, ding. All of the reproductive troubles that a lot of families are having. Look at your sleep cycle. The blue light wavelength activates the pineal gland, which in turn releases cortisol for energy instead of melatonin for sleep. And this tricks your body to think it's day instead of night. So your body goes all haywire and thinks it's a day instead of night. And so you're not going to get good sleep. It's going to be harder to fall asleep. So step number 2 is to improve your sleep hygiene. We forget about rituals, especially if we have kids. You know, life just gets very chaotic, and sometimes we forget about ourselves. So I'm reminding you, you should be a priority on your list as a mom, because if you are 100%, you're going to give back 100% to your kids, and they're going to be that much better. So concentrate on improving your sleep hygiene. Incorporate a bedtime ritual. We do it with the kids, right? So why do we stop as adults? Reduce the noise in the home. Avoid physical activity about 2 to 3 hours before sleep. Avoid emotionally stimulating activities prior to sleep. I often encourage to read a good book or write in a journal, and writing, even if you're not a writer, this applies to everyone. You can even make bullet points if that makes you happy. But journaling will help get your mind off of things. It'll ease your mind. Write down your to-do list in your journal so it's not in your head while you're trying to fall asleep. You know, I've been there, done that. It's hard if you have your mind racing with thoughts of what you have to do the next day. So write it all out. Take a soak in a warm bath. Okay, I have the best detox bath uploaded on Millennial Parenthood and Facebook. The recipe for that is uploaded, and it just feels amazing with Epsom salt. You'll feel very relaxed and very sleepy. So do that before bedtime a couple of times a week if you have that opportunity, if not, at least once a week. And then lastly, make your bedroom your haven. Clear the clutter, you know, maybe remove the TV if it's too much of a temptation in the bedroom. Make it your haven where you can relax and feel good. Number 3 is meditation, and I know that it's not for everyone, but I do want you to try. Give it at least 5 to 10 minutes before sleep. It helps clear your mind. Number 4, change your eating and drinking habits. Try not to eat a large meal for at least 2 hours before bedtime. And then you can also, if you have trouble falling asleep, you can have a hot drink. Hot herbal tea helps a lot. Supplements is number 5. Good nutrition can balance your insulin levels and reduce the chances of a stress response, which will overall deactivate that sympathetic system. So if you're relaxed, your parasympathetic system, which is your rest and digest, will turn on and allow you to relax. There are also ways that some of my moms that are postpartum and that are not breastfeeding, sometimes if you're not getting enough of good sleep, which is very critical for you to be functioning, there are certain supplements that I can use to give to you to help make you fall asleep faster. It's not melatonin, it's a different supplement. I am not a fan of melatonin because it throws your whole body off. But we can talk about that more a different day. Number six, breastfeeding and lack of sleep for postpartum moms. For moms who are severely depleted, it's important to know when you need to stop. The World Health Organization recommends breastfeeding until the age of two, but for a mom with postnatal depletion, which we have been talking about all week, it's highly encouraged to stop after 6 to 12 months. So that's the World Health Organization. They say about 6 to 12 months if a mom is postpartum depleted. And you know what? You learn from experience. You know, sometimes you hear it and it just doesn't doesn't feel right. And so when I was postpartum with my daughter, I had some postpartum challenges, which I feel like, you know, life gives you lessons to learn. And then from that, you take it in and you create something amazing and wonderful. And that's why I'm here creating these postpartum classes for you, so you do not have to suffer. You do not have to go through hard transitions, and postpartum can feel like a breeze, creating healthy and happy families. So that's my goal for you. But as a mom who really was determined to breastfeed her child, and after my postpartum challenges, I continued to breastfeed. And about when she was almost a year old, I got the flu really badly. And I was like, so determined, no, I'm going to breastfeed her for at least a year. And my ultimate goal was to breastfeed her for 2 years, which is not so common, but a lot of moms do it. And I was kind of getting a take back on it, that a pushback on it, where people were saying, no, don't do it. But I really wanted, I love that connection, that bonding, but it's also good for the kids. It's good for them. It boosts their immunity. There are so many benefits of breastfeeding. Anyways, so I was determined and I got the flu and I had to stop breastfeeding her for a little bit because later on I got even more sick. And I continued to pump, and then I went back to breastfeeding her. She ended up getting the flu, so I was thankful that I was still breastfeeding her, and that kind of just breastfeeding got her out of it because it was a really hard time. And then May comes around. I just opened my own practice in April. May comes around, and with all the stressors, and of course I'm trying to keep up my diet, I get hit with pneumonia. And so that really taught me a lesson. Like, who gets pneumonia in spring, right? It's already past that flu season, that sick season. And it just really hit me hard. So it kind of put a stop on my breastfeeding. And I knew, okay, I am postnatally depleted. I need to get back to being 100%, because if I can't function, then everything goes downhill. Moms are the foundation of the family. So I can't function. I can't drop the kids off to school. I can't take care of my little one. My husband has to take time off. Like, what does this mean to us as a family? We're losing days. We're losing a lot of things. So that's why I always say mom has to be 100%. So the family is 100%. A happy and healthy mom means a happy and healthy family. So make sure that you pay attention to certain warning signs. And you know, I highly encourage moms to continue to breastfeed as long as they want. But if you see that red flag, then it's time to stop. Just take notice. Sometimes the benefits outweigh the risk, and sometimes it's better just to stop. So remember, when breastfeeding changes, there are hormonal changes in your body, and you know, in those days, keep activities minimal and give yourself time and space you need. Sometimes baby is just waking up at night due to habit if baby is older for breastfeeding. So just remember to take care of yourself. And this is going to be a constant theme in our empowered postpartum, because moms really need to take care of themselves. So after that, I did the detox and the 28 detox that you heard me talking about yesterday, and it really helped me. I saw major changes in my body, and I'm on a road to make sure that I am not nutritionally depleted, and so I've made huge strides, and I'm excited to continue and bring this new program to you. So stay tuned to learn more about it. Number 7 is connect with nature. Taking a beach day and taking a break is so essential. Like, go out and do a family day. Life gets so busy and so hectic. We have to remember to do family days as well and celebrate ourselves with as a family. You know, you're not going to be able to take back these years. Kids grow up so fast. And taking, you know, nature and going out and just kind of being away from the whole city feeling and just taking a beach day while it's still, you know, warm, and you can still do that. Number 8 is to build a village and community care. It's important to be able to reach out to your village for help, to take a self-care day and participate in groups with moms. It could really change your perception of parenting and make it easier as you share your struggles with other moms. I feel that if you tell another mom, like, I haven't slept all night yesterday, like, I feel overwhelmed, I'm tired, I don't think I can do this anymore. And then hearing the other mom saying, you know what, it's temporary. Sometimes kids hit wonder weeks, which is essential to know about. So my child just hit a wonder week, and, you know, I just self-care for myself and to stay strong and be able to get through it, as well as talking to other moms and strategizing and just knowing that this is just all temporary. And my child is going to sleep soon, and my child will sleep through the night, and my child won't sleep always in my bed. Just comforting yourself and knowing that things can change at any moment, and they can change for the better. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Dr. Ksenia Gershberg. I'm a prenatal and pediatric chiropractor in Pleasant Hill, California. I hope that this group provides you with the ultimate resources and the tools to carry a happy and healthy motherhood journey. Thank you again, and stay tuned for tomorrow's talk.